Charlie Sharples, how are you feeling? We're heading into the Churchill Cup final this Saturday.
Yeah, very, very good. Feeling very good. You know, we've had a good sort of 2-3 weeks together as a team, and we've had a just finished off our last training session before our team run. So yeah, we're looking good for the game on Saturday.
Fantastic. Now, it's been a long season already for you. Gloucester were denied a Premiership final. So how much have you enjoyed the chance to finish the season on a few victories with the Saxons?
Yeah, massively. I think, you know, as you say, we obviously were disappointing to get knocked out in the playoffs, and for a lot of us this is almost another chance to win something at the end of the season, so and we're in a position to do that, so it's pretty exciting for all of us who didn't win the Premiership this season.
sorry to bring that up there.
That's all right.
now you know, with the victories that you've had in the competition so far, I mean, there can't be many people who are expecting anything other than a win against Canada on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably looking at the history of the competition and how England have done in the past, you'd probably say that we're the favourites, but I think Canada have showed some real good form this Churchill Cup, and I think that they were strong contenders last year, so it's, you know, it's going to be a tough game, and we're really going to have to step up and bring our A game, otherwise, you know, we could end up getting a bad result. So we're very focused on winning, and like I said, we're very aware of the challenge that's ahead of us.
Indeed. Now, in terms of bringing your A game, we know Martin Johnson perhaps isn't too spontaneous in his selection. Just, is there a sense in the guys in the team that there is the chance to push for inclusion in that 40-odd man squad that's going to be announced with training next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think people, there's obviously, the Saxons is obviously a route to go through and progress to higher squad. But, you know, you never know what might happen with injuries and things. But I think the primary focus of everyone here is just to win this Churchill Cup, and obviously some boys might be lucky enough to pick up, you know, some further honours off the back of that, but I think everyone at the minute is just pretty focused on the goal ahead.
And how's the atmosphere in terms of all of the boys? Have you sort of got making new friends, getting into more groups? Has the banter been flying around?
Yeah, it's been flying around for a few weeks now. It's good. It's a good bunch of boys, and everyone, you know, comes together and clicks pretty quickly, so it doesn't take long for the team to sort of settle. And like I said, going into the last week now, we're all pretty comfortable with each other, and yeah, it'll be a shame when it's all over and we have to go back to our clubs and hate each other again.
Brilliant. Well, you might get a chance of a break at last, Charlie. Do you think there is a need for consistency in something like the Saxons? Obviously, there's been a few changes since the sides that went out around the Six Nations. Do you think as the second tier side that feeds the senior side, it needs consistency, or is it okay just to bring different players in and out?
I think it's a pretty good system they've got going at the minute, to be honest. You know, picking up the obviously this particular competition, there's a lot of younger guys, which is good to see. You know, people who've been playing well at their clubs and have managed to get picked up for the Saxons. So that's great to see. Obviously, there's a lot of boys who played sort of the 20 setup. So yeah, it's a good setup they've got going on, and you know, there is still a core of the group that was here with the Six Nations. Obviously, I wasn't a part of that, and I was lucky enough to get selected for this cup. But no, it's a great route to sort of get you, you know, in the mix and feeding on to the senior squad, I guess.
And you've been trying a few backs moves this week to make sure you're going to be on the score sheet.
Yeah, we've got a few tricks up our sleeve, but you know, we'll have to see how the game goes. It'll be lovely to dot down for a try or two, but we'll just have to see what happens. I think I'll take a win at the minute.
Fantastic. Well, Charlie Sharples, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Cheers.